Hey, Fidelity, how can I remember to invest every month?
With the Fidelity app, you can choose a schedule and set up recurring investments in stocks and ETFs.
Oh, that sounds easier than I thought.
You got this.
Yeah, I do. Now, where did I put my keys?
You will find them where you left them.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
You guys know Sierra got married last year. It's a lot of work.
Oh boy, was it.
It's a lot to do. And one thing that really helped her figure out what to do first, where to access certain resources, how to get people to know where they were supposed to go for a wedding, Zola.
With Zola, you can discover venues and find vendors easily. You can message and book vendors right on their website. And truly, when I say that that was the first part that we had to do and also one of the most intimidating and hardest, it's so nice to just have them all listed right there and be able to talk to them right there and then.
They also have free planning tools, which is really helpful because you don't know what you don't know. And if when you go to Zola, you have a guest list manager, wedding website templates, a budgeting tool, because dang, can a wedding get out of hand real quick.
Mm-hmm.
It could all eliminate so much stress and you'll save so much time, all because it's like a one-stop shop.
That's so true. With Zola, you can plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, make your registry, and even taste your cake.
Zola has literally everything you need to make the whole process super easy and actually enjoyable.
There's even a five-star app that helps you plan on the go or on your couch.
Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com.
Hey guys.
I'm Jerry.
I'm Sierra.
We're ladies.
And we tangent.
Okay.
So many things.
Check one. Okay.
What's up, everyone?
Hello.
All right, let's just dive right in. First of all, yes, this is Nick Miller. We forgot to introduce you, but some of you have spotted him in the TikTok. Nick Miller, addition to the family.
Yes.
Yeah.
The wall of faces.
I love him.
So
good. Someone was like, I'm so confused because I only listen. Is this the face between them? It's not the normal face. And it was our grandma. Like, we're so confused.
Yeah. On the family history one, yeah. I put who I thought looked like everyone. And so our great grandma Beatrice, I put on Sierra. And our great grandpa Ellis, I put on me. And then our grandma Jean, I put on Lucille Ball.
To be fair. Very accurate.
That's honestly what I'm saying.
I didn't even notice that it was there.
He's
remember,
very
you
subtle
had to
thing.
You had to point it out
I did.
To me.
I did.
I was like, wow.
Little Easter egg. Even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really good.
Thanks.
Too
much time on my hands.
Well, it's all right. Yeah. Speaking of Beatrice, did you know? Were you there when you heard? We just had a little get together, family get together thing. And my dad, did you hear what he was saying about her and him? That she was like 4'9"
yes.
And he was like 6'3".
Yes.
Or maybe he said like 6'10" or something.
Okay. He said he exaggerated. He was 6'9". And then he's like, maybe he was 6'3". And we're like, that's a huge difference. And he goes, she was 4'10". And I'm like, seriously? And he goes, well, maybe 4'12". And I go, that's 5 foot.
Well, he said 4'7" at first. And we were like, that's a very small person.
I feel like we can't trust any of the numbers that he said.
No. My dad's very much like me. We're not liars. We are huge exaggerators. So.
Which honestly is kind of just a huge exaggeration about you being a liar.
Okay, fair. To be fair, I don't mean to be a liar. 90% of the times, I just forget.
Yeah. I'm like, you just approach it with confidence. Yeah. You want to hear someone. Shane, am I allowed to tell this story about the appendix? I'm going to say yeah.
If you can't, we'll cut it.
So, speaking of like saying things with confidence and not realizing you're a liar. So, we were talking about appendixes.
Mm-hmm.
Because Shane.
Appendi.
Shane randomly was like, I'll get my appendix. Oh, we're talking about hysterectomies. That's what we're talking about.
Okay.
And my youngest sister was like, I can't believe that people just like get body parts removed, like just organs
like
removed.
Your gallbladder and shit.
And
my mom's got her appendix out.
I said I would get a hysterectomy, just like take her out.
I think that fucks with your...
It definitely does fuck with your hormones. It throws you into menopause, I think.
Oh, but, yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, okay.
I don't care. I mean, I probably would once it happened, but in my mind now, grass is greener kind of situation. But Shane's like, I'll get my appendix removed. I'll do it like right now. Like it was a tattoo. I'm like, you're just going to go fucking get a massive surgery? Okay. And I said, why would you get your appendix removed? And he's like, because you don't need it. And I'm like, yeah, but you don't not need it. Like, it obviously served a purpose at some point.
Right.
And he's like, people are born without appendixes now. We've evolved out of it. What it used to do, it doesn't do anymore. Oh, and I'm like, well, what did it used to do? And he goes, digest bones. And I'm like, it digested bones. Bones? And he's like, yeah. And of course, me, I'm like, cannibals?
Yeah.
We used to be cannibals. And Randy's like, there are animals' bones. And I'm like, oh, that's not what I was thinking about. And so I'm like, oh my God, like we have evolved so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, yeah, there are some people who are born without their appendix now because it doesn't need to digest bones. And I'm like, are you fucking serious? And he's like, yeah, I looked it up.
Wrong.
100% wrong. 100% wrong. That. Now, like 1 out of 100,000 people are born without an appendix.
Yeah.
But your appendix
doesn't digest
bones. Was never meant to digest bones. And I have no idea where he got this information, but he was fully dead wrong. And I was all in with this. I'm like, God damn.
That's so dangerous. That's the danger. Is there that somebody will be blindly confident and wrong, and you'll hear it.
And repeat it.
I was just talking about this because I was talking about a friend of mine.
Okay.
To Corey, who listens to their husband.
Uh-huh.
Who is wrong often.
Okay.
And I am somebody who, if I hear something and I'm like, that's interesting. Corey was just telling me. He said, it's somewhat annoying, but also one of my favorite things about you. Because he'll do it and I'll call him out immediately. I'm like, I don't think that's right. And he's like, Google it. And I'm like, I will. I'm going to. And normally I'm like, you were 100% wrong.
Yeah.
But my friend doesn't do that. And so then she'll come to me and be like, did you
You're
know?
You're never going to fucking guess.
Or I'll say like, hey, this is wrong with my car or whatever. Yeah. She'll be like, oh, that's because this. Yeah, so-and-so told me. And I'm like, really? That doesn't sound right.
The math's not mathing.
So then I Google it in front of them and it's wrong.
And I'm like, the internet's a liar automatically.
Yeah. And then they get like so defensive and mean. And I'm like, what? I'm just the bringer of truth.
What do I look like?
Guess what? We all have this pocket thing in our pockets. It's a pocket truth
in our pockets. And Let me pull out my pocket truth teller. You pull out a magic eight ball and you just shake it.
Is this true? Yes.
Ask again later.
Seems so.
I used to believe those things were 100% correct.
Well, yeah, because they tell the future. That's still science.
I know. Honestly? So. Honestly, how is it not?
No, that's what I'm saying.
I fully believe that. I think it's like connected to the planets.
Yeah. Or the Elks. What's that? In
the, said the Elks. And I was like, probably also the Elks.
No, what's the upside down? Stranger Things. Oh. I'm watching it.
It's
on
good.
Episode 5. It is fucking good. Let me tell you, I didn't expect it to be that fucking scary.
I know.
First episode, the end of it, I was like, I'm shitting myself.
Yeah, it's bad. That was bad.
Scared
that was hard to watch.
The fuck out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of shitting myself.
Oh, you want me to talk about pooping myself?
Well, no, but I have another ass story if you don't.
You do. I do have an ass story. I just posted about it.
You did?
Yeah. I sent you the TikTok.
Oh, I was getting
you
ready
didn't
probably.
Watch? No, yesterday.
Yesterday? That you did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay. So
I thought you meant another one. I was like, there's another
story? So I had gone 65 days without pooping my pants.
So proud of you.
I counted.
That's honestly a long time.
Thank you. Yeah. And we got pizza yesterday from Pangrazio's. And I'm standing in the kitchen just like eating. And Shane starts to talk to me. And I go, I can't right now. And I just stay very still. And I thought I was about to liquid shit. And I was like, I just got to stand here. I have to clench. I have to focus all of my attention on making sure the tectonic plates that are my ass stay touching
together. The hole does it.
Yeah. So I go to the bathroom very methodically.
Mm-hmm.
And turns out it had already gotten out. So I did all of that work for no fucking reason. I literally pulled my pants out and I'm like, aw. Fucking pooped.
Fucking pooped again.
I didn't think I did, but I did.
Wow. Our two ass stories are so incredibly us. And I just need you to know that.
Okay.
Because the difference than mine is.
So here's what I just remember when you were telling a story about a week ago and you just like farted mid speech. And you're like, I'm so sorry, I farted. And then continued on like you didn't just pass gas.
There was a really weird couple days, and Corey will attest to this, where like I couldn't help it. And it was like IBS havers. You know what I'm talking about. Like it was just leaking out and like there was no warning. Normally I can clench and like hold it. It was just like coming out and I wouldn't know that I farted until it was out. And then I'd be like, I farted.
Well, I'll tell you, I don't want to give you a complex. That happened to my grandma when she had cancer. So
great.
When she had pancreatic cancer, she'd be buttering my toast and she'd just be ripping ass and she'd go, so sorry, grandma can't help it.
Oh, wait, was it after she knew she had cancer?
Yes.
It was probably her medication.
Yeah.
Okay.
100%.
Okay, cool. I'm like, it's not the cancer, right?
I don't think so.
It might be. Yeah, okay.
Woo! She's still going to do some Googling later.
I definitely am.
That's the only time
Sierra doesn't
believe.
Don't worry, everyone on the internet will tell me.
I was going to say, that's the only time Sierra doesn't believe the pocket truth teller.
No.
Is when it tells her she's fine.
No, then I'm like, that's not true. Hold on, let me find four other websites to say you're wrong.
Yeah.
Because I can.
Okay.
So what I don't know, I know Patreon knows, or at least the people that were there for the live, but everybody else might not know. I've saved up. It's something I've always wanted to do. I've been getting laser hair removal.
Uh-huh.
We've talked about how my hair is not only a huge insecurity of mine, but also it hurts. Like when it grows in, it hurts. It's just really the texture. It makes anytime I shave, I get horrible razor burn. Mm-hmm. It's just not fun. So this is something I've wanted forever. I'm on my third like treatment of it. So I'm getting it done my second time.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting it everywhere. Because you can get a Groupon. And then you can bundle your deals. And I'm just saying, bundle your shit. It's a good way to go. So because of that, I'm getting everywhere. They're like, where do you want me to hit next? I'm like, wherever you fucking see fit, friend. You know, whatever.
Let the laser be your guide.
So she's doing my, you know.
Nether regions?
Front. Yes.
Your front-facing lady?
Yes.
Okay.
And she's like, you want me to hit the butt? And I was like, yeah, might as well. You're down there. But I thought she meant like the cheeks.
Did you think she was going to just give you a little pat of encouragement?
No, I thought she was going to just like run it over my cheeks because
you carry butt cheeks?
Yes. Yes. And there was a debate about this. They're like, people shave their butt cheeks? Yeah. I grow hair literally everywhere. So I thought she did it on my belly.
I'm like wanting to look at my ass now.
You probably have hair. We all do. But most people's is so fine and like,
yeah,
you have very soft fucking white hair you. On your body.
Thank you.
Mine.
I started shaving my face. That's exactly how I describe the hair on my face.
Yes. Okay. Well, but mine's on my ass and it is black.
Okay.
It is still soft, but you can see it.
Yeah.
So I shave it because I have very pale skin. Okay.
Uh-huh.
She's like, you want me to hit your butt? I'm like, definitely. She means the inside. The crackola.
No.
So my second treatment, she just hits it. I'm like, this is terrible, but they give me laughing gas.
They give you laughing gas?
Oh, I'm huffing on that shit the whole time. And the whole time she's like, it doesn't make it hurt any less. You just don't care. And she's right because I'm huffing on it. And then I'm like, I'll be back. I'll see you in 2 minutes or however long.
Okay.
So I'm doing that. And I'm like,
wait,
go ahead.
Do they give it to you only when they're doing your ass?
No, the whole time.
Okay. So they're like, we're going to get your asshole now. You're going to want this. Hand you the mask.
But she does tell you, she's like, I'm going to give you a minute to take some breaths because this is the. Like you're
getting a laser on your taint.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That part hurts. So she does it. It's fine. Whatever. I'm like, great. Thanks. So like 2 weeks ago was my third treatment, but the second time she hits my crack. Okay.
Okay.
She's like, you ready for the butt? Go ahead and sit up. So I'm sitting.
Number two for the number two, if you will.
I'm doing it animal style. Uh-huh. That's basically how I'm straddled on this chair. Just go into town with this laughing gas because I don't want to be here for this. And she goes over it and I was like, ooh, that hurt. Like a pinch harder than it normally is. But I just thought that's a sensitive area. We go about our time, whatever. As I'm get home later, I'm like, that still like hurts in that little area. It like got me good.
Yeah.
So I take out a mirror, mm-hmm. and there's like a bubble there. It burnt my ass. Crack.
Oh.
Yeah. And then the bubble bursts. Yeah.
While you're watching it?
Because it's a burn. No. Incredible. Just, I think, throughout the day while my cheeks were clapping together. You know what I'm saying? It just, yes. friction happened. The burn bubble bursts. And then Corey, who is a nurse, is like, you're going to get an infection. That's how infection happens.
Oh, my God. Don't you even act like he's nuts because you did that to me. You said I was going to lose my arm. And guess what? She's here.
It was green.
She does have a scar.
Okay. But, so he's like, show me it. I need to know for nurse reasons. And I was like, I can't show you it. That's my asshole. It's very close to my butthole.
Okay.
And he's like, come on. I've seen it. Sierra, I've seen it. I was like, no, I can't. And he's like, well, go take a picture of it. And I'm like, okay. So I go in the bathroom.
Why is that better?
Because then I can zoom in and just see the mark and not the hole. So okay. So I love where your face is because you're going to like where this goes.
Oh, no.
So I take the picture.
Yep.
I zoom in.
Yep.
It's just the part. He's like, oh, it doesn't look good. Let's put some Neosporin on. He gives me a little treatment plan. I'm like, great. So it's all good. But it is the whole picture. You could see a lot. But I did just zoom in for him to see that part. Anyways, I forget I have the picture on my phone.
Oh, no.
So,
oh, no.
Then Noah's dad messages me.
Oh, no.
And he asks me for a screenshot.
No. Did you send him this picture?
I almost did.
Oh, you did?
I just clicked it and it came up the preview, like the picture was going to send. And oh. I was like, ah.
To my vagina.
And my butthole.
Burn butthole.
So I clicked it out, and I almost also did it to you.
To me? Oh, I wish you would have.
So then I finally had to get rid of the picture. I did take a new one today, if you want to see how it's healing.
Okay, I'd love to, honestly.
Corey makes me show him pictures every day. If you want to know how much that man loves me, he is like, show me pictures. I want to see how it's healing.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Is that how much he loves you or how much he loves being a nurse?
He loves just assholes.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, come on, let me see it. I want to see that wound.
Wow.
Yeah,
what's that wound do?
It is healing. But in a really...
Wow.
It does take a long time because, okay, then I went to Cleveland, everybody. I was in Cleveland for like two days, three nights. Uh-huh. And just because we wanted to go up...
Normally that's not how that works.
We went up Tuesday night,
okay,
stayed the night,
okay,
then stayed the full day, and then we left Thursday day after the museum. So we went to the zoo.
I thought you got back today.
No, we were going to, but then dude, the hotel room was like so freaking hot. And
I told you, I don't do hotels anymore.
I know. But the Airbnb we went to wasn't that
okay,
much better.
We got catfished with that one.
We did.
How about the one in
I got catfished.
Frickin' LA?
No, that was nice. That was fucking great. We got catfished with this hotel room because the pictures were beautiful. And then I got in there and I was like, hold on a second.
Yeah.
So where was I going with that story?
You were in Cleveland.
I don't
Something
know.
Something about your ass. How's it healing?
Oh, just because we went to, we did a lot of walking.
Yep. Oh.
And so it's taking some time.
Yeah.
To
friction
heal.
And sweat. And, yeah.
In my cheeks. So anyways, that hurts. A fun story about while I was in Cleveland.
Okay.
We went to Barrio.
Yes.
Taco place.
Yes.
I fucking love that place.
It's anytime, the best because you don't have to talk to anyone. You just fill it out.
That's my favorite thing.
Yep.
So anytime I'm there, I make whoever goes to Cleveland with me go to that place. I'm like, you're going to fucking love it. And it was within walking distance of our hotel.
Fun.
So, of course, my ass was already rubbed raw.
Yeah. You're
so
like, what's a taco?
Yeah. So we rocked.
We rocked around that Christmas tree.
And we sure did. And we had been at the zoo all day walking around. I was sweaty and not looking my best. And the guy comes up and he goes, how you doing, fellas? And I was like, I'll take that. That's fair. That's
Were you
fair
wearing
assessment.
Like a hat or anything?
Nope. I had my hair in a bun on the top of my head and a tank top. I was like, all right. He walked away and I go, did you say fellas? And Corey goes, he said fellas.
Do you think he walked away and was like, did I just say fellas?
I'm sure he did.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. Well, can I tell you a little something?
Please.
I shot a wedding on Saturday, which you know because Liz, if you're listening, Liz and I connected. Liz is listener.
She was so fun.
Yeah, she walked out. Fun. I was the first person, I guess, she recognized at the wedding.
That's so funny.
I know. She walked out and she goes, Jerry? And I'm like, yeah. And she goes, ladies and tangents.
Thank God. Because I have to tell you, if any of you see us in public, that's the thing that like terrifies me to this day. And here, if you don't tell me you know me through the podcast, I'm going to pretend like I do know who you are.
Yeah, because I'm scared that I forgot you and I feel really bad about it.
Yep. So I'll just be like, how's the kids? Or, or not.
Yeah. And then she's like, how's your hole? And I'm like, honestly, it's great.
She should ask me about mine.
And hey, everyone who has been really invested in my hole lately, my backyard hole, I appreciate you. It's coming along. We just got the deck done today. Anyway, this has nothing to do with it. Liz, is a great time.
So fun.
We're partying. It's a great wedding. It's amazing. They got us a hotel room in the hotel, which was where the wedding was. And so we went, put our stuff back, and then I was like exhausted. And so I went to say goodbye to the couple, like, hey, enjoy the rest of your night. I go to hug the bride. She hugs me. We touch heads. Her dress pops. Her strap of her dress splits in two at the top. And we just stand there and we're like, that didn't just happen.
Oh.
That did not just happen.
No.
And so I like step away and I'm just holding her dress together. She's drunk at this point in time. And she's like, whatever. And she just walks away and everyone's like, you're boob. And she goes, there's no nipple. And it's just the cover.
I just bought some nippies.
Yeah.
I can't wait to wear them.
And then, her lovely, lovely groom came back with a safety pin and I fixed her dress. But I was like, there's no way this fucking happened that I just split her dress. Oh,
well,
open.
It was the dress's fault.
It was the dress's fault.
It was you.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if you were that powerful that when you touch fabric, it just rips apart?
I was like, damn, am I like a panty dropper? Like, I just touch people and their clothes come
pop off. Oh my God.
I felt so powerful. But
yeah,
I feel like a good transition to today's episode
is
the scandal that I was told by the DJ at this wedding.
You've been wanting to tell me this, but you couldn't.
I have been wanting to tell you this.
Oh, I can't
wait. A bit true crimey as well.
Okay.
I feel a little strange about telling it, but if this were submitted to us, I feel like it would be the same kind of thing. It was just verbally told to me. So
Okay.
Wait, time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
Do you think seeing a therapist or psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't have the time to actually find one and meet with them or afford them?
Try Talkspace.
By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. Honestly, a lot of times you make that appointment at your appointment you already have. I don't know when I'm going to schedule my breakdown. I don't know when I'm going to need to talk to somebody. And with Talkspace, it's so nice because you can send messages to your therapist so you don't have to wait for your next session.
Talkspace therapists can help with any specific challenges that you might be facing. And it's the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, so much more.
Plus, therapy can help you find the tools to cope in difficult times and just be a guiding light. So like maybe you're not going through something really intense, but you just have like, I don't know, a work issue or something going on with a friend of yours that you just need an outsider's perspective. And Talkspace is amazing for that.
They also are in network with most major insurers. So check in on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you got it.
Plus, as a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off of your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80.
To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/tangents and enter promo code SPACE80 to get $80 off your first month and show your support for the show.
That's Talkspace.com/tangents, promo code SPACE80.
Are you one of those people who thinks that they don't have time to prioritize themselves and their wellness?
Yes, that's me 100%.
Well, Allo Moves is here to change that whole mindset.
And listen, it literally has. The app makes it easy to keep your wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. So yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, so, so much more. It's amazing.
Whether you are a beginner or you're more advanced, they have all different kinds of classes so you can show up at whatever level you're at and not feel bad about yourself when it maybe is too hard.
Truly. And honestly, I did beginner's yoga and it was way too hard for me. Crazy the beginner's yoga was, but I was just not flexible at all. So I realized that Aloe Moves had stretching classes, flexibility courses you could take. And that has helped me so, so much in like getting to where I feel like I'm finally strong enough and flexible enough to do the beginning yoga classes.
Did you know that breathing is also a big thing in working out?
Breath work is important.
Freaking instructors will be like, and breathe. And I'm like, whenever they tell me that, I forget how to breathe. But thankfully, you can also find classes for stress relief, meditations, affirmations, stuff that's going to help you when an instructor is telling you to freaking breathe.
And I'll tell you what, sometimes after a really intense workout, my body and my mind maybe might be feeling a little stressed. So it's nice to afterwards take a mindfulness class and be able to reflect on like, how do I feel? I know my body's going through it right now, but like, was it all worth it?
Was it worth it? Let me work it.
And I do every time. It's amazing.
Unlock your personal wellness routine with Aloe Moves.
Go to aloemoves.com now and use code TANGENTS20 for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership.
That's aloemoves.com, code TANGENTS20.
aloemoves.com, code TANGENTS20.
Do you want to upgrade your wardrobe with luxurious essentials at unbeatable prices?
You know I do.
Well, Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within a budget that your wallet won't cry about.
I love that. And you have options like 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50, organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry.
And the best part is that all of Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands that are going to sell you the same thing.
It's so nice. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, and we love that. Here's the thing, too, that I think you don't realize until you've had less quality garments. Mm. You need something that's going to get some wear and tear. I want something that's going to last. Especially because if I'm buying it, it's because I like it. I like how it looks on me. I wear my staple pieces constantly. And if they get in the washing machine twice, falling apart.
Is it really saving you money if you have to buy a bunch?
That's what I'm saying.
With Quince, you don't have to. And they cut out the middleman, and that's how they pass the savings on to you.
So indulge in affordable luxury.
Go to quince.com/tangents for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/tangents to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/tangents. So.
Yeah.
Because when Liz came out, we were standing right outside where the ceremony was. The DJ was there, and he looked at me and was like, are you more popular than the bride? And I'm like, I guess.
Perhaps.
And so Shane was like, no, she has a podcast, blah, 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 blah. So at dinner, the vendors are eating together. So it's me, the DJ, the photo booth guy, and Shane. Mm. And he's like, so what's your podcast about? And I'm like, that is one of the hardest questions
we
get. It's
so hard. Because we can't just be like true crime or mental health or funny comedy because it's so many things.
I was like, my go-to is either friendship without interaction, just like bringing community to people, or
normalizing the human experience.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. He said, well, if you ever want to do a wedding vendor episode, I have stories for you. And I'm like, oh, we've already done like a wedding horror stories thing, but you know, we always do scandal episodes and people will send those in for that. So he says, I have one for you. He says, at the end of this wedding, everyone is dancing, partying, and it's like the end of the night. And the maid of honor, I think he said, left the dance floor, went outside. She was secretly dating the bride's ex.
Hang on. The maid of honor was?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And now, if you know these people, I'm so sorry if I'm butchering this story. This is like a telephone situation from a person. So anyway,
she went outside to, she had brought the ex.
Who is this? The maid of honor?
Yes, to the wedding. It was like keeping it hush hush for everyone the whole time. And then the couple found out. And now, because this is the DJ's perspective, he doesn't really know what's going on because he's inside tearing down, getting ready to go.
Right.
But he hears a huge crash. He hears, I'm going to kill you.
Oh my God.
And then sirens, which I thought I just heard.
That was fucking weird.
Did you hear
it? Yes.
Okay. Oh my God,
it is. There are sirens.
That's wild. That- That's wild.
None of this is real. None of this is real. Simulation.
Remind me, I have something to tell you about that as well.
Okay.
So anyway, he goes to leave and the cop is like, where are you going? And he goes, home. And he goes, you're not going anywhere. This is an active crime scene. And he's like, I didn't see anything. He goes, it doesn't matter. I guess what happened is the groom said to the maid of honor, I'm going to kill you. There was like obviously a scuffle that happened before that. Threw her through a window. She fell like two floors.
Oh my God.
She lived. He went to jail for I think a very long time. He just got out, actually.
Jesus.
I don't know who these people are, and now I'm scared that I even told the story. But the DJ told me that, and he's like, I was pissed because I had to stay there until 4 a.m. And I told the mother of the groom that
you got to pay me.
You're still on the clock. And she goes, do you realize what I'm going through right now? And he's like, I don't care.
Honestly, that was his fault, though. Not the DJ, but the groom.
Yeah.
What a fucking...
I know.
Let me tell you, I've seen... Now, this is why...
That's terrifying.
Whenever we talk to our vendor about... We did find a place, I don't know if I said this before, to get married, but they were basically like, you can't really have liquor. It's basically like a beer and wine situation. And I was like, I'm totally fine with that because I feel like weddings, a lot of times, when there's that much alcohol in the mix, towards the end, I've seen some shit go down at weddings.
People like, were cut off at my wedding.
And I hope that people are at mine as well, because I'm going to be like, if there's anyone acting a fool, I straight up am going to like employ the brothers of, you know, the...
Oh, yep.
Our bridal party to be bouncers and be like, hey, if that person's out of line, goodbye, get the fuck out. And
they get on a power trip about it.
Honestly, I hope they do.
Yeah.
Just start kicking people out. Who cares? I'm like, that's my grandmother.
Sally, get it under control.
They're like, sorry, she was throwing fists on the dance floor.
Shorty was making it clap too loud. We had to kick her out.
She gotta go. Oh, my God. Well, that's
anyway,
crazy.
Isn't that like...
Wild.
That's like scandal.
Yeah, it is. Do you said you had another story?
Well, it wasn't necessarily a story. It was more of a conspiracy theory that I've developed.
Okay.
About the simulation.
Okay.
And eyesight.
Okay.
I think that if you have poor eyesight, it's not so much that your vision is bad. It's that you have a lower resolution in the simulation, so your viewing of the simulation is more pixelated.
Oh my God. And I can't even get that fucking right. Jesus Christ.
That's my guess.
That's fair.
And so like LASIK or like corrective lenses or contacts or anything is just a tool to help up your resolution to be able to see the simulation.
Oh, incredible.
Like with more pixels.
That's cool. I like that.
I don't know a whole lot about technology, so
it sounds
weigh in the comments. Weigh in the comments below.
How wrong is she?
What's your prescription and your social security number?
Give us your credit card information below and your mother's maiden name.
Hey, what's the street you grew up on? Leave it in the comments below.
Your first pet.
Your favorite teacher.
Oh my God. Now I'm just realizing how many people can use what we said.
I know.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, but some of the stuff that I know that we've used for things.
I make shit up.
Big fat liar over here. Big fucking liar.
You'll never know with a bitch. All right. Let's do this. We got some goodies. Like I say, every single time.
My goodies? Not my goodies.
Oh. You want to prick a finger in the head of his barrels.
What?
All I need is me a shoe shepherd of how.
What is that?
That's Petey Pablo.
Oh, I was singing.
My goodies. He's in that.
Petey Pablo?
Yeah.
Can we talk about that name?
I like it. I think, is a Pablo like a pepper? Or am I thinking poblano?
Is that a mushroom?
No, it's a pepper, remember? You know, HelloFresh meals, pork poblano tacos.
Oh.
They're my fucking favorite. Oh, God, they're good. You know what?
I like the ones with, what's it called? Pineapple.
I just had one of those the other day. I like the pork ones better.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway,
all right, here we go. Here we go. Disclaimer. Pee-pee in places pee-pee should not be.
Okay.
For this first story.
Urine?
I think actual pee-pee. But also urine.
Oh, like
both
private
both.
Parts.
Yep.
Is that what pee-pee stands for?
Oh my fucking God. I think it is.
Wow. It doesn't seem as childish now.
No. Can I tell you? I'm going to tell you something after the podcast. Remind me.
Not right now?
Nope.
Why?
I just don't know how people will receive it.
I was going to say, I could take it out.
Remind
me. after Tuesday's episode where I fucking muted parts accidentally.
You want to talk about simulation? How many people were messaging me and were just like, hey, I don't know if you know this, but there's like parts where you're just talking to yourself. I was just like, am I fucking...
No.
That was my biggest fear, is like, none of this is real. It's just me.
No.
And I've uploaded multiple episodes of the podcast of me just saying, yep, yes.
Okay, I will tell you what happened. What happened is... So our audio of just Sierra and I recorded separately from the audio that Reggie's audio, essentially. But Reggie's audio also had us talking. Mm. So if I didn't perfectly link up our speech with Reggie's copy of our speech, then there was like this weird echo and I knew it was going to be very distracting and annoying. So I had to go through and any time... We would switch from us speaking to Reggie speaking. I had to cut it and mute the other one.
Mm.
And there was three to five. Honestly, our family's not good with numbers, as you can tell. Parts where I muted Reggie where he should have been talking, or I muted us where we should have been talking.
Got it.
Yeah. And it was threw me into a panic attack, big old panic attack all day, which I haven't
so
had
bad
in a long
because
time.
It was the day that I was leaving too. So you told me, and I was like, I literally don't know what I could do for you.
I mean, even if you were here, you couldn't have done anything anyway. No. But yeah,
be there for moral support.
Yeah, it's fine. I went to therapy again. I'm going back to therapy. I feel like we should talk about this in the exclusive.
We will.
We'll like unpack more.
Okay.
Okay.
Right.
Sorry.
Sounds good. PP places. Pee-pee should not be.
Okay.
Pronouns are she, her. Okay. A couple years ago, my dad was dating his flavor of the month. Mm. Some lady who had a cottage and two sons. Her name escapes me, as I've met many a lady and many a sons. I do remember what happened the first night I stayed at said cottage, though. First setup, staying at the cottage was my dad, his girlfriend, me, her two sons, and one of the son's girlfriends.
Okay.
Okay. I was staying in one of the upstairs rooms, and one of the sons was staying in the other with his girlfriend. I'll call him Steve so we don't get confused saying son 11 times.
Okay.
Prior to sleepy time, I was warned not to shut the bedroom door all the way, as there was something wrong with the latch and I might get stuck in the room.
Ooh, that's a huge fear of mine.
Right? It's 1 a.m. I'm sleeping peacefully in my undies when all of a sudden Steve shuffles in the room and shuts the door. I panic and play dead. I'm squinting in the darkness and I realize he's bloody naked, like balls to the wind naked. At this point, I'm wondering if I should scream for help or if I've missed something and I'm on Impractical Jokers. He shuffles over to the closet and opens the door and just stands there. At this point, I realize he must be sleepwalking. I'm waiting for I don't know what when I hear his pee stream. I guess the closet was the bathroom in his dreams.
Oh, no.
He finishes up and then gets into bed with me.
Oh, no.
Mind you, his girlfriend is in the other room. Heaven forbid she walk in right now and see me in bed with her naked boyfriend.
Well, you're trapped in there.
I know.
So it doesn't matter.
At this point, I knew being dead wasn't going to work anymore. So I start shaking him, telling him to wake up. How awkward. That's the first time they're meeting, by the way, this night.
I want to know how old they are.
I wish I knew. They got to be older. He wakes up confused as hell, and I tell him he's in the wrong room. I guess he realized he's naked because he jumps up and pulls on my jeans that I left on the floor inside out, and then realizes we're locked in together. Oh. It took him 5 minutes of jiggling the door handle and apologizing profusely to me. I didn't tell him about the pee, and he eventually got it open and went back to his room. Now I'm left with a closet full of pee and no pants.
He took the pants?
He's wearing them back.
Oh my god.
I debate just because he must have thought, oh, I dropped my pants off here. He probably I debate just pretending it didn't happen, but hell if I was going to let my dad's new girlfriend think I pissed in her closet. So I went downstairs where she and the other son were still up vibing and told them what happened. I think a lot of people are drinking here, so I think they're all like older.
Okay, okay, good.
They laughed hysterically, and eventually I started to see the humor in it and joined in. I told her I was just going to pretend it didn't happen, but I didn't want to clean up his pee, and he still had my jeans. Too bad I chose to play dead and not yell at him in the beginning. Oh well, love you, ladies.
I started the reading response that. Really did you dirty there. Fucking A.
I started reading that, and I was like, there's no way I'm putting this in, because I thought it was going to take a turn, and then I was like, oh, this is actually hilarious.
Yeah.
That That's is the funny. Best way that story could have turned out.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But I'm sure in the moment, you're just like, oh, what the fuck? I've literally been in situations like that, where in my head, I'm like, what the fuck, what the fuck, what the fuck? What do I
yeah,
do? What
I'm
do
asleep,
I do?
I'm asleep, I'm asleep.
What do I do? Yeah. Oh, my God. Hilarious.
Although, like, if you just made them aware that you weren't asleep. Yeah. Whatever the fuck was happening probably would have stopped. Right. Instead, you made yourself continue to endure
but
something.
She doesn't know.
No. I mean us.
Oh, yeah.
In the scenarios that we are reflecting back on.
Yeah. Yep. I was definitely a fawner or a freezer, sometimes both. And then I would be like, hey, why did that happen?
Oh, I'm a chilly fawn, just a freezy little fawn.
I'm just a freezing little deer.
Just a little freezy little fawn.
Okay, the next one. Hi, ladies. I just finished the Faith episode and was reminded of my lovely... Oh, you ready to get mad? This one we might get mad. And was reminded of my lovely health classes. I have two scandals, so I'll try to keep them quick. My sex ed was all abstinence-based. That doesn't fucking
Amazing.
Work, by the way.
Pause. Before the story continues, you just reminded me. I saw a TikTok. Oh. I don't know if I saved it on ours or not. Okay. But it was... I think her TikTok is like the girl in the wheelchair or something like that. And it's the TikTok was weird things people have said to me about being in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
She said when she was 10 years old, right after her accident that left her paralyzed and needing to have a wheelchair for the rest of her life, she went to church and the pastor came up to her and was like, stand. The Lord compels you to stand.
No.
And like, he's telling her that if she just believes that he will heal her and she will be able to walk. And she's like, after 15 minutes of an entire congregation yelling at me to stand.
Oh my God, no.
They finally just stopped and I was
you
just
had to
sitting
wheel
there.
Away.
Yeah.
That's the saddest shit I've ever heard.
And then she heard, this is also going to make you mad. She heard the pastor saying to someone that it must have been a punishment. And it was, you know, if the fact that she couldn't stand or didn't stand was because God was punishing her and didn't want her to stand.
Oh, you know all those Jesus coming in our mouth jokes that we made? This is why I feel okay doing that.
Same.
Because God damn it. Yeah. God damn it. If that's your religion of choice, great on you. But for us, it's done some real fucky things.
And you know what? I posted that TikTok. If you don't know what we're talking about, go to our TikTok and watch it. It was part of the exclusive episode where we talked about Catholicism and a part of the script. And people knew exactly what part I was talking about. They wrote the line in comments. And I'm like, okay, I obviously wasn't that fucking far off talking about him coming in my mouth if you knew exactly which part of that hour-long script I was talking about.
That's fucking wild.
Anyway, sorry. I'm ready to get mad for this one now.
Oh, you're going to. Okay, my sex ed was all abstinence-based, and until your 10th grade class, boys and girls were separated.
Mm.
Every year, the school would bring this guy in who was a born-again virgin. He would talk about how abstinence saved his life and blah, blah, blah.
It's not a thing.
It's not a fucking thing.
First of all, virginity is not a thing.
That's a social construct that's not even a fucking thing.
It's made up. I mean, everything's made up, but...
It's made up to shame women, specifically, but yes. Young girls, I think.
Now, born-again virgin, I would buy... if he physically died and rose from the dead.
I'm a born again virgin every time I get done. I get done and I'm like, oh, sealed right up again.
Next time it's gonna feel like the first time.
And it always does, baby. Yep. It always does. Okay, so he would do this activity where he would bring six students up and give them a glass of water and some Oreos.
I hate this!
Okay. He would tell them to chew the Oreos but not swallow, then take a sip of water. Again, no swallowing. Then he would have them spit whatever they had back in the cup and pass it to the next person. Finally, he would tell them that the next person to drink from their new cup. And of course, people were like, ew, so they wouldn't do it. And then that was the whole lesson, right?
Oh. So,
cue his talk about this is what it's like if you have sex with more than one person.
No.
That's not true.
No.
At all. Unless it's in the same night, and then get it, friend. You fucking do this shit. Anyways. Well, in 10th grade, when it was deemed acceptable to have boys and girls in the same class, our born-again virgin came back. At this point, we all knew what his thing was. So people were really just in it for the snacks. Because he's giving people Oreos. My friends, she gives names. I'm going to say it. Harrison and Angie volunteered to go up and go through the whole song and dance.
But I hope they drank each other's stuff.
But when the group passed their cups down the line and were told to drink, they both just shotgunned that shit. Can you imagine?
Slam the cup down on the desk.
Suffice to say,
high five.
That man was scarred for life.
Hell yeah.
A few years later, I was talking with my brothers, one older and one younger, and about school and this dude. Come to find out, they had no idea who I was talking about. Turns out they only brought him in for the girls' classes and the 10th grade one, which makes sense because my brothers took that class online then. Uh-huh.
That's
Again, the fact that it's mostly girls that are ashamed for the whole virginity thing. They don't teach this shit to boys at all. It's like not a thing. It's like, well, don't be with a woman if she's not a virgin. But also, nobody really fucking says it to you.
You can be born again.
Yeah.
No one's going to be able to tell.
No. And nobody can really tell with girls. Because guess what?
Truly.
I'm pretty sure I popped that shit on my bicycle. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I rode a horse.
It was great.
I marked that horse with my blood. Okay. It was like Simba.
Just the horse.
I got off that saddle and I was like, Simba.
On a brighter note, my 7th grade health teacher was a fucking rock star. On the last, this is a good one. On the last day of health class, she wheeled in the basketball rack and a box of condoms. Every girl in that class was able to put a regular size condom fully onto a basketball. After which my teacher said, now if any man tries to tell you he's too big to wear a condom, you know he's a liar. To this day, I don't think anyone who wasn't in her health class knows about the basketball condoms. Thank you, ladies, for all you do and for being my gym buddies every Tuesday. Aww. You really help drown out the noise of unnecessary man grunts.
No, you're so fucking welcome.
Yes.
Oh my God, never have I felt like I've done
a service.
That is the Lord's work we're doing.
Isn't that basketball thing incredible? I love that.
I did not know a condom could stretch that much.
I've saw a TikTok of a girl who puts it on her full fucking leg, and she's a regular size one without it breaking. And she's like, tell me you're too big again, because get the fuck out of here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I have not used condoms in so long that I don't even know.
I just did recently. Well, I mean, 7 months ago? We had to after the baby was born, and I was like, this shit is for the fucking birds.
But no, safe sex.
No, do it. Use it until you don't have to, and then that shit feels mint.
Yeah. You'll be buzzing.
Buzzing.
Buzzing and buzzing. That's all I know.
But yeah. But it was so nice because, like, Corey was not, it was not even a.
Are we still talking about condoms?
Yeah.
Okay.
Whenever we had to use them again. Yeah. Because it was like, hey, I know there are people out there who are like, I'll pull out. Don't even worry about it. Mm. But I was like, hey, I am not getting fucking pregnant again this soon after we just had a baby. I know I'm breastfeeding. And he was like, no, I'll buy like 4 fucking packs. Don't even worry about it. And I was like, good on ya.
Yeah. I was on birth control for a little bit after Ollie and it fucked with me major.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't get on it until like, I want to say January or February. So that's why maybe it was December. But either way.
Why?
Just, I had to go to Planned Parenthood because my place didn't have the kind that I wanted. So.
Yeah. It was, because if you're breastfeeding, you have to have a specific kind.
Yep.
Yeah, it fucked with me big time. And I'm like, I'm not taking this anymore. Mm-hmm. We can have condoms, or we can do like planned whatever. Yeah. We can track my cycle. Turns out I'm butt shit at tracking my cycle.
And then Forrest.
And that's how we have Forrest. So, but then I was like, I'm also not getting back on anything.
So get because, a fucking vasectomy.
Yeah.
I told Corey that once this is, I go a few years into this, if we decide not that we're done, I'm like, you're getting that shit snipped. I'm done. I've done my fucking time
truly,
with birth control.
Truly, I'm so grateful that Shane did that.
Yeah.
Because I am a weak ass bitch. Mm-hmm. And at this point, Sawyer is killing me.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I fucking want a baby.
She kills me. I look at Corey and I'm like, maybe one more. And I'm so happy there's something planted in my uterus that I can't just easily take out.
Yes. Or skip.
I look at her and I'm like, oh.
I know. I was, oh my God. So I was holding her Sunday when we had our family thing. And I was like, Shane, I started Googling how much it costs to reverse a vasectomy. And he's like, Jerry, no. No,
she doesn't sleep.
I know. So well, we're babysitting my nephew a couple days a week, and I was like,
three kids is vastly different.
So different.
You're outnumbered.
I'm good.
Yeah,
I'm actually good.
That's
two.
What my dad always said. He was like, two is one thing, but then you get outnumbered, and three is a lot.
He's got five now. So what? He has no fucking clue what he's talking about.
He talked about it with the last set. Okay. Me and my sister were the first set.
Oh, he didn't mean just, you.
Nope. Yeah. He meant the third on the second set. Yeah. We should have known.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, ladies, this is honestly the wildest thing I've ever experienced in my life, and honestly, just one extended fever dream of a funny story. So in college, this is wild to me. I was part of a maritime search and rescue team. So it's basically we were
like a ship,
lesser trained version of the Coast Guard.
Yeah. So
unpaid.
They're like on lakes and stuff.
Yeah.
You're and just in just it for the tea.
These are just college, but they're just making these college kids do this shit.
Well, they're volunteering.
Probably. Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I know what you're thinking, because I think about it to this day, is who the fuck decided it was a good idea to let college students get involved in emergency services and saving people's lives? The team was created in the 1970s, if that provides any explanation. Although I have countless stories from this team, there is one that obnoxiously sticks out in my head. To set the scene, I was a freshman when this happened, aka I had no idea what the fuck I was doing. It would just take orders from the seniors. So one school night around 8 p.m., we get a call for a boat that was aground, so it's like on land.
It's beached.
Yeah.
Beach boat.
At a sand key. And by the way, any call that comes in after 8 p.m. on a weeknight, you already know some fuck shit is about to go down. One of our other boats was already there, and they had requested backup for this case, probably because the boat just wasn't just a little aground. No, I'm talking high and dry, 20 feet away from the shoreline. So there was no way.
How the fuck did it get there?
You'll find out. So there was no way in hell we could get their boat back in the water. The goal then became to just transport everyone on the boat and take them home. One small issue, though. Every person was blackout drunk. Like, so drunk they probably had no idea their boat wasn't even in the fucking water anymore.
Oh, my God.
We sent one of our people to their boat, and she found a scene straight out of a nightmare. Some people were just KO'd on the floor, and then two or three people who were running around butt-ass naked, not a sober soul in sight. Again, keep in mind, we are literally just a group of basically 18 to 22-year-old kids who all still have homework to do, so we just wanted to get out of there ASAP. And now we had to somehow transport these people from their boat through the surf line, where there was 2 to 3 foot waves crashing on the beach, all the way to our boat in the dark of night. And this is where it gets worse. Earlier that day, our boat ladder had broken. So we realized we were going to have to literally haul these people over the side of our boat to get them in. And they were maniacally drunk. So my friend commands all of the naked ones to clothe themselves and then starts walking with them through the waves one by one to our boat.
Oh my God.
To loft them in, we had to use this fun little tool that we call a mega mover. So basically, just imagine a large piece of rectangle tarp with multiple fabric handles on the two long sides. In trying to explain to super drunk people how we were going to lift them into the boat, because it's like
a hammock.
We explained that we were going to lift them into our boat, kind of like how they lift manatees into boats on TVs. Big fucking mistake. As we are hauling the last lady in, she screams at the top of her lungs, "I'm a fucking manatee." Like a fucking rooster crowing at daybreak. I have never, ever tried harder at holding my laughter in as I did that night because, you know, professionalism. And just to make this whole shit show 10 times worse, as we were finally driving these people back to land, one of the other drunk ladies asked my friends if it would be okay if she could free bleed on her seat because her tampon fell out hours ago. She swiftly told her, fuck no, and we dropped these people off and also called the police on them because the driver was drunk too.
Right, which is probably how your fucking boat ended up 20 feet from shore.
And then we never saw them again. To this day, I still cannot believe I experienced this.
Oh,
I would
my
be that drunk
God.
Bitch that was like, I'm a fucking manatee.
Lift me up. And I'd be on the boat going, oh me, like the River Jordan, and I will insanely. And then one of us would free willy off of it, and then they'd have to get us back in the boat again.
That's why we don't drink together. I've been out in public.
In water.
Because we're also really bad. I think you and I are very, what's that word called? Bad influences on each other.
Yeah, yeah, I'd say
that's just like keep going.
Yeah,
going.
I mean,
how far
can
we push this shit?
We got drunk together one time that I can remember, and that is how we ended up walking a mile to Sheets.
I peed in front of a cop.
Wait a minute, I think it was longer than a mile
in public.
Let me figure out what that distance
is. I was
is.
Pissing on the side of the road, just out in. It was like 2 a.m, so there were no cars. And then one car goes by, and I was like, what are the odds that it's a fucking cop? Relax, guys. And it was a fucking cop.
And that was after we got into someone's boat.
We did get into someone's boat on land.
On shore. Land. It was in their front yard.
Yeah.
Don't put your boat in your front yard if you don't want to get in it. If you don't want me to be the captain of your
fucking ship.
Yeah.
That was a fun night.
If you don't want me behind your helm. Okay. Wait. Time out.
Oh, yeah.
Let's check and see if we have any sponsors.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price. People are driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. With over 350 million global monthly visitors, Indeed's matching engine helps you find quality candidates fast. You get to ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. It's not just about hiring faster, though. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Don't search. Match with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Oh my God, it's almost 2 miles.
Shut up.
Yeah.
I need that kind of exercise in my life.
It's almost 2 miles that we walked. And then it started raining. We got to Sheets,
dude,
and I had to pee.
I fucking love walking when I'm drunk.
I had to pee, and I remember going to the bathroom, and I was wet. And I go, when did it rain?
When I was peeing.
It's been raining. Do you remember how we got home? I called my cousin, and she picked us up
because my feet were bleeding.
They were.
Well, just keep in mind, we were also out like dancing, so we were not in like tennis shoes. We should not have been walking in those shoes.
No. I think there's one photo of us, and it's just blue. You can barely make out our faces.
Dude, that place was so fucking fun.
I know. That was the
night, best though, and worst times of my life.
I was going to say that was the night that you connected with your abuser.
It
was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
So fun. You know, it's like bad connections because that's that time I drank the shit that made my shit blue.
You pooped blue?
Yeah. So the drink that I drank had like.
I've been pooping blue for days.
Oh my God. Yes.
I'm so sorry.
Do it harder.
Harder? Stop it, Blue Fondue.
Now you're underwater. You got any other ones for me? No.
Okay.
I was trying to think, but I can't.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, okay. We have so many good ones. I gotta get through.
I'm so sorry.
No, it's okay.
We just haven't really spoken in a while. And because we had like Reggie on last week, I feel like
we
didn't have a whole lot of like story time in there. Yeah.
Our freaking hot bands.
Which thank you again, Reggie, for coming on. I doubt that you're listening to this one, but if you did, that was really insightful.
Yeah.
And to those of you who actually got to listen to all of it, great. I'm glad.
Great. Yep. Yeah. Yep. Okay. Hey, you ladies. My name is Jacob. He, him. Oh, I love this.
He's Jacob?
They, them.
Jacob?
I don't know if it's that Jacob. Recently sent in a story about my grandpa's accidental at-home vasectomy. Jacob, I couldn't find that one. I looked so hard for it, so I'm going to keep looking. But thought
what
about
a title.
I know, but I thought about another story to tell. More so a ghost story, but a story all the same. So my grandmother died a couple months before I graduated high school. Lovely lady that had been through multiple abusive relationships and was a drug counselor for teens and young adults when she was younger. Loved her so much and was devastated when she died. Fast forward 3 years to my 21st birthday. By the way, I was reading this one to Corey, and when I said my grandmother died a couple months before I graduated high school, he got excited. He goes, oh, me too. Same. His grandma did too, literally a couple months before he graduated. Yeah. So you guys have that connection.
Yeah.
Fast forward.
Dead Grandma Club.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on it.
Squad up.
Fast forward 3 years to my 21st birthday. I was awake well into the late, late night of September 26th, going into my birthday on the 27th. Now, I live with my sister, her husband, and at the time, her only son, aged 3 or 4. This is a surprise tool that'll help us later, says in parentheses. So anyways, like I said, I'm up in the middle of the night. Everyone else is asleep and has been for several hours. As soon as the clock strikes midnight, I hear a toy from my nephew's room going off. Now, this was a toy that was like a small table with a bunch of activity things for a small child to do.
Got it.
One of the activities would play a different song as like a piano music box kind of style, like most creepy children toys do, in a cycle of like 5 songs.
Yep.
Now imagine my surprise when at midnight, the night of my birthday, this toy starts going off in my sleeping nephew's room playing Happy Birthday. I know.
I have goosebumps. Oh my gosh.
I know. I, being a little bitch and thinking it's a crazed murderer or a ghost, decide to slowly walk into his room to see what's making the noise. Nephew was indeed asleep and the noise had stopped, so I didn't know what was making the noise. I go to lay back down, and as soon as I'm back under my covers, the song starts back up. This time I go in to inspect a little quicker and see the toy lighting up and playing Happy Birthday. I crouch down and see if I can turn it off, only to find that it was already turned off and was far enough from everything else that nothing could have messed with it. I have goosebumps on my fucking legs. I can only assume that our grandmother was wishing me a happy birthday on my 21st. I'm going to start crying. Holy fuck. And decided to scare the shit out of me doing it, seeing as the noises went on for a good 30 minutes with no explanation. Love you lots and hope y'all are staying happy and healthy.
Wow. That is a vastly different story than the accidental vasectomy, I'm sure. But wow.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
So cool. I was like, that one got me the first time, the second time, and the third time I read, because I read it out loud to Corey. I'm like, you got to fucking hear this story.
Wow.
I know. And she was like, I don't know if you heard it the first time. I'm going to play it for 30 minutes so you fucking really get what I'm trying to say
Happy
to you.
Happy birthday, Mr. President.
Can you imagine a children's toy that's
yes. Wow.
Yeah.
I get beautiful. Like, I get sad sometimes thinking about that and wanting like ghosty things to happen because I want to like connect
with
people.
Hey, why the fuck don't you haunt me, grandma?
Yeah, I'm feeling insecure about the lack of haunting I'm experiencing.
Me too.
Yeah,
tell me happy birthday.
Yeah.
Although I've had dreams before, not with our grandma but with my aunt, where it's like I literally know that it wasn't a dream because it felt
Same.
So like it was like I was dreaming and then all of a sudden I wasn't.
Yeah.
And I was like, what the fuck is happening here? And then she was there and I was like, this is not a dream.
Yes.
Like crazy.
No, I've had that with both our grandma and my other grandma.
Really? I might have had it with our grandma, but I don't remember it as well as I remember. But I do smell grandma a lot.
I smell her a lot.
Random places, and I'm like, that's got to be her.
Mm-hmm. I have had dreams where, but she's always just kind of like fucking chill in my dreams. Or she, like, I'm trying to get her to talk and she's just like, I got nothing.
I feel like they don't talk much. My aunt had nothing. She didn't say anything, but she grabbed me by my cheeks like this and she just smiled really big and she laughed and her laugh is very like.
Why did I think that was creepy?
No.
I was like, don't do that.
She smiles really slowly.
Don't. No. That makes me scared.
No, she grabbed my cheeks like this and just like.
That's what I imagine.
No, she smiled and like. She like rubbed my cheek like that.
Then she fucking punched me.
She was like, fuck you.
I know. Bitch slapped me.
I don't remember if she said anything, but I don't remember. If it wasn't a lot.
Yeah, I can't make this meaningful right now because I'll cry. Okay. So that's why I'm trying to make it silly.
Gotta make it funny.
Do you guys want Dead Grandma's Club merch?
Oh my God.
I feel like of. I want a sweatshirt that says Dead Grandma's
we
Club.
We gotta both. We definitely have to both wear it.
Yeah.
Where do your grandma's funeral be real?
Yeah. Get Dead Grandma's Club merch and then wear it and then tell us at her gravesite and then send us a picture. Tag us in your funeral selfies.
Oh no. Okay, this is one of my favorite stories I've ever heard.
Okay.
Not really a scandal, more of a very weird thing that has happened. In the town I live in, Halloween isn't really celebrated because instead of celebrating Halloween, everyone celebrates Meatball Day. Now, what is Meatball Day, you may be wondering? A few years ago, there was a mysterious appearance of meatballs everywhere in our town. I'm talking on the doorsteps, in mailboxes, in the exhaust pipes of cars, in schools, in the road, just everywhere. To this day, no one knows who did it, but someone the night before Halloween spread meatballs all over the place. And it's become a yearly thing. People only eat some form of meatballs for the whole day. Spaghetti and meatballs, meatball subs. Some people do pancakes and meatballs with syrup. It's actually pretty good.
Oh, it's probably like sausage.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was gonna say, you're like thinking of marinara sauce on your pancakes.
I did go that route.
People will decorate their house with meatballs stuck on the bulbs of Christmas lights. Instead of pumpkins.
They just get like a bulb and they like form meat around it and then bake it.
Instead of pumpkins on Halloween, you get a pile of meatballs and kids will come to your house and get meatballs from parents.
You just throw a meatball into some kid's bag?
What? It's terrifying, but so normal for us. I don't know. If you're the meatball person, please tell us where the fuck you are. I want to come.
This is the meatball. This is actually Squidbillies.
Oh my God. It's like, I just want you to say meatball that many times.
Yeah.
It's just a prank to see how many times you can fucking say meatball.
Yes.
Fucking love that.
Fuck, that's a wild story.
It is. Okay, this might be my last.
Okay.
Potentially, if you want it to
yeah,
be. Are we at the time?
I'm sure we're fine.
If not, I have more, but I just.
Yeah, I'm sure we're fine.
Okay. What's up, ladies? It's Brittany, bitch. 22,
yeah.
She, her. I gotta share this poop story because I've been inspired by you guys to do
Aww.
So. Yeah, thank you.
I can't tell you how many people have reached out and they're like,
it's a beautiful
thing. Almost pooped myself and I thought of you.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I didn't feel bad about it because it felt like we're a part of something.
Yep, I have another one I think that is going to be in the exclusive that it's basically like you were the first one that came, but I'll read it later.
I was the first one who came?
You came
Typical.
First.
Typical. Sounds about right.
All right.
If I ain't coming, no one is.
That's meatball day. It's meatball day. I come
here
for
comes
meatballs.
Meatballs. Here comes meatballs. Right down meatball lane.
That's what I call my asshole.
We got marinara and the subs and
syrup on your pinkies. Meatball pumpkins, meatball light bulbs.
All this so delicious. Oh.
Okay.
Grab your bags and go door to door because we're putting meatballs in all of them.
This is fucking meatball day.
Oh my God, I love it.
Okay. What's up, lady? It's Brittany, bitch. Okay, we're here. I was working at Walmart and carpooling with my fiance, he, him, 23 at the time, and we got off at different times. So they're both at Walmart working, right? Okay. Uh-huh. So I got off work an hour before him, and I decided to buy us a super nice TV as a surprise. Hmm. I loaded this big honking TV in the back of his truck and patiently waited for him to clock out. Then it happened. The Subway I had for lunch... The Subway I had for lunch wanted revenge. I start blowing up his phone, asking if he can get off early and searching frantically for a trusted coworker to watch the TV so I could run it. Because it's out in, just in the back of the truck.
Oh, yeah.
To watch the TV so I could run inside and release the footlong that needed to escape.
Jesus, the trapped footlong.
Losing hope and noticing many suspicious characters around the car, I was left with no choice. I started the truck and drove to the strip mall across the street, clenching my steering wheel and audibly screaming. I've been there, trying to avoid a second surprise for my fiance. You're like, I bought you a TV. I also did shit in your truck. So
you couldn't fit the TV in, like... in the truck, just
that
for,
big,
like,
honking big.
Okay, to be fair, like moving that TV, my poop would have just evacuated.
Yep, it's just out.
Yeah.
I park behind the strip mall and anxiously search for something to wipe my ass, only finding the receipt for the TV. I sigh and brace myself against the curb behind a shoe store, staring at my brand new TV and take a steamy shit. And then they put fire emoji. Humiliated but satisfied and surprised with how well the receipt cleaned my butthole, I pulled my pants up and drove back to work. My fiance was pleasantly surprised with the precious gift I got us, and I said, I'm glad you like it. Hopefully we won't need to return it because there's no receipt.
And I can't go back to that side of town.
No. He didn't ask any questions, but to this day, when I look at that shoe store, I giggle. Thanks. Love you guys.
Does he know?
I don't think so.
Oh my God. That'd have been the first thing I said.
Yep.
You're never going to believe the shit that I went through or that went through me in order to get you this TV.
I feel like that's what you know when you're in a comfortable relationship. Can you show them your fucking burnt asshole? Can you tell them that you shit your pants?
Is that the moral of this episode?
Yeah.
That,
I think so.
Meatballs.
Meatball day. It's meatball day.
Oh my God. Right. Please don't take my meatballs away. Oh, okay. Well, fuck, that was fun.
That was fun.
We're about to record an exclusive. We're going to continue scandals. We're also like going to do some more chit-chat ketchup stuff. Ketchup?
Ketchup. Put that on my meatballs. Meatballs and ketchup.
Meatballs and ketchup.
Have you ever had meatballs dipped in ketchup? Not bad, but not good.
It's like it's just a hamburger kind of. I was going to say, isn't that all it is?
Yeah, or like a meatloaf.
Yeah. Yeah, R.I.P.
Yeah, to meatloaf?
Yeah.
The guy, not
I think he was also problematic. I mean, I don't want to revoke his R.I.P. because that feels rude.
No, but... R.I.P., but also...
Rest. Please.
Don't get back up. Is all I'm trying to say.
Anyway, fuck. So if you want to hear more scandals or more of whatever the fuck is happening here, probably more meatball songs.
Yes.
You can find us at patreon.com/ladiesandtangents. We appreciate everyone who has joined our sweet little family over there. Also.
Okay.
Savage Island is a thing.
Yeah.
Guess what I found out about?
What?
There's a place in Oregon called Disappointment Cove.
Well, isn't that my new home?
I know. So
we got to go there.
I'm adding that to Sad Bitch Island. I want Disappointment Cove to be a place on Sad Bitch Island. But it is a physical place that we could visit.
I think we should.
I think we should, too.
Can I bring my bed?
Leave it in the comments below. And also your
identification.
Your driver's license ID number. Yeah.
Please.
And your favorite number. Okay. We love you guys so much. Thank you all for hanging out. We will see you next week.
All right.
We're out.
Goodbye.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.